to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
End up in Yenzan.
Yeah. No, who's going to say you to end up in Yenzan?
What's it, Ubegi underband? And so you tie book. When I saw
you, I am a man. Oh, many, Morris. They go play my cows when I watch the underband. So now it's underband Yenzan.
Because I'll go you underband.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go you underband.
Ah, sometimes. But sometimes I look for free. Pause. I'm kidding. I do underband. Come on.
So in an ideal world, Penduka, I think would have been sitting with the winner and the runner-up. Bro, I don't reckon the numbers say that. So before he came out, he had the biggest numbers every week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You saw that, right? Bravo, am I
right? Yeah, I did. I did.
Hey, but we're here, I'm fine.
Yeah, fine. Hey, but it's killing the penalty.
So he was going to win, bro.
Because when people kept on saying, ah, Bravo B fumbled 2 million, I thought they're just speaking because he was in the house in it to win 2 million, but I didn't think like he was really. Like in it, you know what I mean? Like in the race.
No,
I
he was
keeping up.
He was. No, he's not there. By a landslide, dog. Not even close. And my thing is, okay, so Bravo B leaves the house and then final, I thought it was going to my cake. I was ready to sell my house, put my car on it, and then you didn't win, dog.
Eish. It was a gwang, man.
Because I was like, I'm not doing that. Because I wasn't watching, right? So people really connected with him, but me, I just took so little glimpse and stuff. And when I saw you in the finals, I was like, oh, it's a done deal.
Same here. And then even you did, because when they announced the name, there was a point, 2 seconds.
Eish. What you have,
no, that's
you.
Yeah,
mug.
what happened there, bro?
I feel like, you want to see Maska to Pumela Band? Yeah, like going outside. Well, I could hear hooters pop up. So like go up on there, like King Osenga and my Kalu being I think Kalu Velim Kabin like pop. So I'm hearing the name Makeke. I was like, ah, I need tattoo.
It's a clear. Anyway,
let me enter into the
arena. Where the people are.
Where the people were.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm Tanda one to get you. So I went to people there.
Yeah,
they were like,
yeah. So, also, Usange never doing because of the chants and stuff. You really thought I.
Yeah, and I wanted to greet the people, man. Yeah. So.
No one
was
saying, Meg Junior.
Ah, they were corner. They were, but.
Yeah, because you had a follow.
Yeah, Makeke. So I was like, I'm going to kill the packet. Like, I'm going to put the packet. But other than that, man,
yeah.
You also deserve it, man.
No, shout out to Meg Junior.
He deserved it. He won.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for our friends of the show today. Makeke and Bravo P! From Big Brother Mzansi. So we got the run-up. I don't know your name was Tepo Tao.
Yes. Tepo Tao.
We got the runner-up, Tepo Tao, a.k.a. Makeke. Almost got disqualified in the first week of the 24/7 reality show. Makeke was given a strike after engaged in inappropriate conversation with Bravo B. Was also disqualified from the competition, man. Can you describe, man, what happened that day, gents? What was going on? Hey, Bravo B.
Yo, Bravo B, man. Yeah, I'll probably be angry, please. That day, man, I think this is a day I'll never forget in my life, for real. Yeah, man. Wonke kale kahle, man. Bo, ngiyakhumbula imini, siphethe iwetsha la mfethu. Yeah, presentation ayigrand, yabo. Then kwasukuba leya. Ngoba ngiyakhumbula siphena dimithi nomakhekhe. And siphena dimithi, the only thing asasijahile nje ukuthi sibe right, sibe mnandi, siqede, sibe great. I guess conversation started the way that it started and end up the way that it ended. And then,
yeah. Give context to the people that maybe not watched, didn't watch Big Brother. What was the conversation about? What happened?
Yeah, hey, sure. I didn't have some way like you, not much. Okay. Saskuluma lani kap. Saskuluma, like, it was more like kuluma nge game. Mm. Yeah, like kuluma nge game and see the guys and start to reflect about to everything. Because now we knew exactly it was like this day and stuff like that. Mm. I think our emotions, they were on that level, you know. So we end up, you know, saying things that was not even supposed to be said the way that they were said, you know. Yeah, so, man.
What did you say exactly?
Oh, man, I can't repeat that because, man, like, I feel bad about it. So, I'm going to pronounce again.
Is that what you meant to say? Or you put me in here? Because sometimes, maybe lose a signal somewhere. Is that what were you meant to say? Because I get you don't want to repeat that, which is understandable. But is that what you wanted to say, Vele, or you had meant something else?
Yeah, I think so, Anje. Ngang on the way bigger, getting it the line, I learned the act in the Sibuga and Shanghai.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Nano Gutige, Gosse, Gungeko, even justify and everything like that. Because at the end of the day, Namang Bogivit, like I Bugega. That's a fact. It's a
pattern on the waiting yon.
Yeah, okay. So, if they could say, go back to that moment, how would you have rephrased it?
Yeah, Mklambanga Ibea Mugutse and Tana, Statinga Nezawla, when I'm Sanja.
Some say Pep.
No, I'll never do such a thing like that. Especially even then come back on, Baba. Yabo. Cloniping now, Nani Clonipia is in Kamgaglon. I'm getting a change. Even no good in Kissum just father and walks on challenge at a pendulum, Yabo. And if you notice, I try much. As I can, with as much as I'm clean now, like I don't kiss them.
Yes.
Because for me, it's a respect where I come from. So I will never do that. Like I said, go up, and accept a little move and go shinch and bang. Well, for me, now, with that moment, I was like, no, about the bazooklar, this guy's like, bafunu puka la machi tingan. And after that, for me, I always like feel bad about it. Wuti, if it yaba nan. I wish I have a very color, I very pair. What very good is pale lip? Maybe it would make sense. Because in a question, I'm going to say, Antoine, I know a lot of what I said. So now, okay, no such dollar. And I'm going to look at figures on chat and petting. No, I like, umzimanga woos. Like, let me just sleep.
But that's the thing. We're in a world now where people react on clips.
Yeah, that's it. And I cannot change that.
Yeah,
but for the fact that you're clipping on in here, yeah, man, that's a mistake. That's it. That was not supposed to be sound like that. So, meleng ikvum, meleng admit, I know you're wrong, levit, or levit, and the footing ako ngak oli sa gyona. Aksasin su justify my, because he buya ga. Because that's what you bambi silame. As much as lea conversation in genze, yabo, omu yu muntu e buga anjoba na bad babi kala baibo, baitaba ngale anje, lutoru tina, sasin ngeko even naglo yam gond, yabo. So, inke right to go to school and not to go to, I know, they aren't wrong, and fund is about to along the way.
And I'm about to be, but Nipegi podcast too much.
Oh, Carla, because Fetty Jong La Carla, because Nantabang and Fetty Hambel and eating your shiki class, Abo, who shit you see him on Fetty. Nizo Kisha ain't on Fetty. I'm not trying to shine gum and clapping our lap with two of his two of his people rather than I call. Man's also showing on Fetty like Abo and Jay. So it is my Ibe right for that.
My kicker, you were there next to him, now.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind? Because you were also so close, because with your disqualification, had you said the wrong words, now Bozofar no Bravo B.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. Shout out to you, my boy.
Sure. It's a nah, this one.
Yeah. Being inside the house, man, and the situation, how it happened.
Mm.
I won't lie. We were wrong. But as Bravo said, man, mina ngikhulele kasi. So sometimes it gas kunendlela esinokukhuluma ngayo.
Of course.
Abantu besifazane sometimes. I'm not saying all the time. But whenever you're having a gents conversation, which is lento sikhuluma it's very wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, we must acknowledge ubu wrong. More wrong, acknowledge ya, and then fix your mistakes and move on.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand.
No.
So, yeah, so simple. My point is, how he left, it was very not nice. But for me, I was like, how it happened, man, it was good. You know why I'm saying this? It taught us something. Because of today, we know that women, children, men, how we are supposed to respect them and understand each other. So to me, how it happened, it was bad. But the awareness that the knowledge.
Weren't you scared? Because you could have easily been like, I just said one wrong word.
No, I won't lie. It changed my game. It changed my game because of because of I was afraid.
Mm.
I didn't know how to move. Remember, there you are inside. The bang begela, you see. So I was like, there were a time, man, I wanted to leave that house. I wanted to just go and say, big brother, I want to leave.
It's too much. Ne?
Yeah. But I told myself that, you know what? We did a mistake on the camera.
Mm.
And me going out there and knowing the situation, So I told myself that, you know what, here you still have a chance, you still have a camera. Yeah, to fix yourself and grow others too. Because of when I'm on gala, but if me ngalmela. So I told myself that, and then I ran with it.
And you born in the first Saturday party, you know, like the girls will dance around you and shake. When I didn't want no
smoke.
Yeah, man, I was checking, man. I was checking. Because of, remember, minanguye kasi. The word consent. The English and the Kavi grand. You see, the word consent. So I didn't know the word consent. What does it mean?
Mm.
You see, but today I know. And we even had a broadcast La Papezu, especially having the awareness. You see, I was like, consent. I don't know what the word consent means. Mm. And then when they break it down to me, now I understand. Consent means this. No, I won't do that, man.
But you know the concept of the consent, obviously.
Understand. Yes, I know that we are not those guys, man.
Yeah.
We are funny guys. Like, we love being around the band. And I love people, man. I don't wanna like laughing, having conversation. I love lento.
But does this show like in a larger scale, ne? Uguti, there's a disconnect between what we deem normal reality, for lack of a better word, and what's going on ekasi, and how people are speaking, like, you know, in the villages and whatnot. Does it show there's a fine? Do you get what I'm saying? Because Big Brother can't go to every kid in the kasi and say, listen, this is not how you talk to about women, whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
Does it show there's a disconnect between the real world and what's happening in Malogishin and stuff like that?
For me, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like it goes with you. Giang ukuthi wena ma umuntu uyihrotmani ubani. Uyafuna ukuyenza na or awufuni. Like when I say uyafuna ukuyenza, if you want to help a person, if you grow up usiza abantu, you will do it. Because of, I feel like for me, it's a lack of knowledge. Yeah, it's a lack of knowledge. So if me na makeke now, as I've been given a chance, me na baba, I'm running with it to educate those who don't know. Because of nyaz na mukbaning abangaz. Abafana nam.
Yes.
Mama me na lesa spam, sa tubula min. Nyege spin des batubut. Yeah, so I'm going to put sense on them. And not young ones only. Young, old, youth.
What do you think?
Both genders.
You're from the hood as well. What do you think? Do you think there's a disconnect?
No, man. I just think, like, there's not much of a disconnect. Everybody, like you see, with the word consent. Everybody, some people, a lot of people, guys, might not know the meaning of the word, but they know the consent. I mean, the concept of consent. They know that if umuntu soyenzaka so angafuni. You know what I mean? But that person may not know what consent is. It's just a matter of English. But we know the concept. And then there's also other ways of speaking whereby someone may not necessarily say, Uguti, baripa labantu laba, but the way izokuphuma ngakhona izosound avele ngathi, you know, which is also, we have a reckless way and a careless way of saying things, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, remember, even with you, it has happened. Mm. Remember, like, with Smash, would you smash someone? People are like, yo, it sounds violent. It sounds whatever. But you don't mean it in a violent way, in a harmful way, you know what I mean? In a non-consensual way. Mm. But someone could easily say, damn, that sounds very rapey. You know what I mean? So whatever way, and it's not just a phenomenon to the Gassi only, because it happens, even in the Burbs. I just made an example now of smashing. So I'm not sure your question, what you mean by disconnect.
So it's a nigga thing, it's a guy thing.
It's not a guy, it's a language thing, man.
It's a language thing.
The concept in here, when you're like, yo, I would like to smash someone, and then you tell that to a white guy, their reference of smash is smashing a guitar and breaking. Hold on. Their concept of smashing is a violent action.
Okay.
It's an action of smashing apart the glasses, the TV—it's breaking. It's destructive. Mm. But you don't mean that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just mean, like, you know, you wanna have sex with somebody.
I get you.
It's not even a guy thing. It's just a language thing. It's a slang thing. You know,
slang.
And sometimes it comes across as very foul. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Mm. So you must be careful of that, especially when you're on a public platform and even when you're with amongst one another. You know what I mean? And I think it's just watching your words, you know, unless it is what you mean. And then you have another problem there where, because if your boy says that, but he says it in like a way that
he means it.
He means it, but he's saying it intentionally rapey, and that's what he wants to do, then obviously you've got the responsibility of calling him out. But I think it's a language thing, bro. It's a language thing, and how sometimes you may use a word that is the worst to use in a particular situation, and people will think you mean something else.
So probably we had Yolanda here, and we were saying to her that she'll be fine because she's a lady, you know?
Mm.
She said that.
No, we said that.
We said
she'll be fine. She can bounce back. But we feel like for you, you are fucked, dog.
Like within the game, within the entertainment space. Yo, not in life,
dude. Even though you guys got disqualified for pretty much the same similar kind of vulgar.
Yeah. What's the point of the game? Abong, kasi mina ngikwenzeka yonke lento. Yo, mina futhi ngangazuthi nanokuthi nje le social media le yenza kanje. Yabo?
Yeah.
Yebo, for mina angazi ukuthi ayingenza iphutha ngiyiphoxile ekhaya bazothini. That's what was in my mind.
Mm.
But manje sengiyada, sengingaphandle, sengibona ifoni yami. Hey, people, they call me a rapist now. I was like, hey, no, serious. Yabo, manje sokubi kakhulu now. Yabo, for mina, like, kubhedile kubekusangana, yabo. And when uphuma la ngaphandle, I was like, oh, there's this GPV thing. I was like that. I wish I knew about all of those things. I'm not saying ukuthi mhlambe I didn't know ukuthi khona there's a chip. God, I wish ngabe. In fact, like, I can turn that night, yabo, ekhanda lami leyo nto ibe khona, okushuthi manje siyi-right, seyonke into isi-fresh, yabo. So, talking about the Yolanda thing, yenzeke, I was not even watching a show during that time, yabo. So I was like, hey, people telling me, like, Yolanda is out, he says similar what you said, I'm like, damn, because the only thing that I'm going to clip on the social, I'm born in an inkabi ami, yabo. I like inkabi ami bambi. Yabo, so I feel bad because I love her. Like, personally, I love her. And yeah, man.
But how has it been for you since you left the house? Like, are people hitting you up to say, hey, we want to work with you, we want to book you, we want to do
this? Have you tried exploring, like, opportunities within the entertainment industry? How has that been met? If maybe for an interview on a radio station?
Hey, man, it's been bad.
Yolanda's been getting tons of interviews.
Tons!
You see, tons. And that's exactly what, when she sat here, we told her this thing. Mm. And she acted like, nah, we're talking shit. She's a hard worker. Go on, sorry, man.
Yeah, but I think, I think Okumutu HL, like you said, like you thought it was like, fuck, lelo kama, lelo again. So kwakunja nakumina ngitshela ukuthi kuphelile. That's the thing. And ngangekho futhi, like, being active on my social, but I can tell you ukuthi that time, there was no, like, invite of interview and stuff. Then I started to make live videos. I think people, they started to realize, oh, mfano yaphila, mfano right, mfano vukile. So, abantu kahle kahle, that I always be grateful for, is like my fans, my peace. I abantu mfethu abantu basekhaya umndeni wami lo yabo because it's funny because I always say that yabo labantu ababekhuluma like besho yonke lento le yazi abanye bangama business today because for mina no understand ukuthi yabo umuntu mayingena kuwena like ingena ku DM yakho noma epost ngawo like no mention noma yini ethi brasoli unje because uyathanda yabo because bengeke moshe isikhathi sakhe focus ekuwena nabanye abantu abenza grand yabo so ngobenza kene ngoba umcasuli lento eyenzile imphoxe siyazi ethi indlela afila ngayo ngaleso sikhathi so okwakho ukuthi uphendule kahle nomlaleli ukuthi okay mbe ngiyakuzwa kanje nambe kade kanje until lo muntu ube ne most of people kumina like for my Facebook especially bazokushare ngoma inbox bengiwaphendula sibale bengixoxa nabo yabo so now I can say lang standing here ukuthi yabo la ma fans enginawo or la abantu enginawo ba umndeni wami ndaba they are not fans for a show now they are my fans cuz cabanga mina ngiphume late sibali like early I mean early man kodwa still namanje like uthande engitholayo so amazing so I'll always be grateful for
how do you guys come up with these names for your fans man?
Yo they created
Tron Reborn. Yeah bro, I'm a come on
kick
it. But man, they love, they choose the love, man.
Yeah.
Do you come out and realize that these names out there, or do you plan them with maybe your brother or whoever's gonna be pushing your social media?
I was surprised like coming out. Ukuthi abantu bangifrostana so I was surprised I won't lie because of mawungara ngaphakathi you are inside there you can't see in the next world so whenever you hear such things and you see love now physically like
it's crazy no?
it's too much. When you guys were in the house like you said you don't know what's happening outside who did you guys think was really popular in the house because you always think yo lo because you're always looking at your competition who did you guys thought
for me I'll be honest my saqala I knew that between me and Bravo because of even the other housemates could see us that let's wait two vele hayi malihlangene ikhombo bagcine basinika negama ukuthi Bob ayine spinach so yeah but after you left for me I was like Yolanda I won't lie I was like Mukondeleni
she was strong
she was strong she was popular
so was it strategic you and her being close umsondeze nganeno because of that
no
you're bringing me
mara we know siyaqava ngithi ukuthi sometimes ne feelings are mutual yabona ungangena ufika la maybe mawuzingenela nje like your blood and omunye umuntu like you click you don't know each other just click just like that so I felt like that when it comes to
it was natural
okay.
Are you guys dating or any plans of dating that's a yes man
that's a yes
nizende avumelane that's a yes
papela I'll deny
but I'll be honest she's a nice lady man she's a nice lady
she said you have a nice penis.
Yeah,
when we interviewed her, she said you got a nice penis.
Oh my god.
What's your name?
Are you going to bake?
The cookies are
there.
No, guys. No. you, what they are saying, I can't. But for me, she's a nice lady. Mukondeleni, shout out to you. She's a nice lady.
Yeah. So you and Yolanda almost seem like every week you guys were up for eviction. Was there a point where you're like, okay, no, I'm strong here? Because you kept coming back. Like, you can tell people are voting for you.
Like, being honest, me, I'm an honest guy. Remember? Into ngayiboni. Akusinto ongazitshela yona. Hence why I like saying, don't call yourself. Ungazifoneli too much. As soon as you start calling yourself, you are building this enhlizweni yakho. It's like you are building. And then when you twang, you can't come back because of men. Remember, as soon as you twang, it's like you are losing yourself. It's like now thinking that, I made it. I've got this. And then smaller nyana thing yenzakala, you lose all of it.
Yeah.
I won't come back. You are lying because of the thing that you build inside you. Yeah. So you must be
natural uzthobe, be humble, man.
So you humble all the time, even though you kept standing up.
That's me, man. Mina ngumakhek, like even if batting your quarter, like I'm angry at you. It won't take me long, man. I even if you don't come to me, I will go to you and be like, "Hey, man." Yeah, I know holding grudges, you are denying yourself happiness. Because of you will enter into this door and you smile. I'm like,
yeah.
But anyway, when I just you are enjoying your life, but I'm holding back myself. So yeah. I told myself that I, if we had a disagreement or lasting about Nissan Nikon, I won't say it in front of people because of I know maybe me saying it. You might feel like I'm disrespecting you or ngifuna ukuqindezela. But as soon as Charlie is cutting you, I'm as private and I'll go to Ngikulukringa nawe kancane. And then show you, man, whatever you said, same thing I didn't like it, don't do it again. And then you'll also voice out and then we brush it off. But when you're saying it in front of people, kanje, I'm like, lo uyangiqindezela, nami ngiyafakaza. You won't solve anything. Instead of solving, it's piling up because of, you remember, sometimes when you are angry, you're saying things you don't mean.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's a damage because of, leo muntu lo, it's a cut. So the scratch is already there, whether you stitch it or not.
Can't take it. Yeah,
you can't.
So would you say, is that what happened with you and Papa Ghost?
Me and Papa Ghost, man, we are cool. Yeah. Ne? We are cool. Samachita. But I felt like sometimes, address into it's not everyone who's addressing how I'm saying it that I must call you aside or everyone has their own way of expressing how they feel. But other than that, man, we are cool, we are cool.
But don't you feel, I felt like it was manufactured by the housemates. They kept telling you, when are you a Papa Ghost's ice boy. And then obviously.
No, it was not like that. Whenever you're inside the house, ne, and you must know this country, it's a freedom of speech. But that's your opinion. It's all in your mind. You won't change who I am whenever you are saying something. But it doesn't come to me and then you are like, you are just saying it. Makeke, you don't have a backbone. I'm like, that's your opinion. I know me, which I'm strong. For me, it's that, man.
You don't ever feel like Papa Ghost was scared of you at some point?
No, man. I feel like, you know, when it comes to scared, it's like, mind you are physical. No. Man. I think most of the people inside the house were playing the game in their own way. So you wouldn't know which person he was playing their strategy. But for me, being myself, hence why I'm here with you today. It's because of I was myself. So their strategy, some they did work, some they didn't. But for me, it worked for me because of now I'm here with you guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then, Bravo P, when you came out, did you still watch the show?
Yeah, there was somewhere I was like, now. You know, then I was like, when they told me that, they my cake is doing, I'm like, okay, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm just focused now. And he started doing his thing. I was like, man, man. And for the fact that I'm not going to my car. So I'm going to tell you, my cake. But you got your way, and I'm saying, I'm eating your food, but you mean it's wrong zone. But for the first time, it was bizarre. I was like, but then I started to be entertained by the show again. And I'm like, okay, now. No, it's not a single boogie show. And again, no shama quick, like, all right.
Apart from Makeke, who else did you like in the house, like, watching it after you had left?
Yeah, man, I think. It was like, I think about Mpumi, man. Like, I think she's talented, man. Like, Mpumi, and now Yolanda. I'm never going to turn to Msindo. I want to say, I'm going to say, So, yeah, it was like Yolanda, Mpumi. Yeah, man, and also Lerato.
But Mpumi, she was like a sister to us. You remember when we came in, like we slept late same day. This night, like we could see this gassy vibe, man. She's from the hood, bravo. So the connection started there.
Until show it kube again. Masay show says, said it like, hey, you make sure I can dance like this. So like.
But even me, with Nick Jr., I never saw it coming.
Yeah,
because of when he entered same day, he was like,
Yeah.
I'm like, aile, ile zase cheesy. I was like, hey, langzo katala mankulmana ngoba. Me remember, ne, whenever you say the way that I don't know, I'll be like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And you will be tired of explaining.
Let's
talk about the donations, man. What's going on with the donations with your
news,
I need to
read a story about Mac Jr. Even though he won the money, he's still taking donations.
yo, I didn't know that.
He went on live and saying, no, if you want to donate, here's my bank account number, boom, boom. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
No, for me, I'll be honest. This is my opinion. For me, man, some of us, you know where we come from, guys. We didn't hide it from the first place. And me going inside the house, I didn't want people to feel pity upon me. I'm a competitor. Hence why I was always telling them sometimes that, no, man, that was just a phase. You went through it, you passed it, but you can still make it. So when it comes to the donation part, I don't know.
No, but you did it the right way. Remember, your fans are like your bakers. They're like, no, we want to donate to you because we love your story.
Yes.
The other housemates are saying, guys, please donate.
So I don't understand. I don't know.
It's a bit weird though.
Did you
get any donations?
Yeah, I think after Pumil is because man, it was bad. I think Ngawatole, boy,
did you post your account? How did that?
No, it was my mom's account. Mm. Yeah, at that time, it was mom's account.
How much did you get?
Yo, man, I bang and go local, but yeah, it's about 100 or like because it corner go social media, it was 10,000 rand.
Wow, okay,
yes, man.
So, I'm not better. Snook don't tell our novel or post and Jangabani from the house.
I don't call him an apple. That's the thing. I mean, I was just being told to figure my pita. Ngijelosi swami mapita nginamafenza 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 akhe mapita akholela kuwena mfana mangifike mapita is a surprise that people they were there and benekipa zami. I put that video, man. That was a real one. So I was like, wow, abantu banako baphethe isheke la 10,000. Okay, ngalo skadi abo phethe minus.
So they collected money amongst themselves and presented it to you. Ngangekho ngisho ku
WhatsApp ngaleso skadi leso, ngiyakhumbula ngangekho ngisho ku WhatsApp angihleli nomalume. Unomalume engangihleli na we busy ngamahlala vele uyena ke ngijwayele ukushaya amahlana during nje lezo nsuku then mase ngizwa la usise amantshela ukuthi ngomgqibelo it was like Wednesday ngomgqibelo your fans want to meet you some fans futhi kumele sokuqala ungena efonini yakho because she was one who was running my account that time.
Yeah.
Then manje ngiyafika la, oh no, fans, I was like 4,000 people that time. For me it was big because ngahamba mhlawumbe ngina 110 abantu. So like 4,000 ku Instagram. Ayibo-ke labo sobe labo inamfesi yabo ngalight ngakhona. Then it was nice. After that, numbers have been growing up, so I was like,
wow.
Makeke.
Wala wala.
You, how much money we had now?
Hey guys.
But I'm not going to post my private account. So yes, a weird amount. Yeah. What about the public one? How much is there on the public GoFundMe?
I'll be honest, the love I appreciate.
guys, ngiyabonga. Keep on. That's what I will say for now, guys. Mm. Yeah, so I can't say how much or whatever. But for now, I will just say thank you to the bakers, everyone.
Okay.
In different parts of the world. I really appreciate it. Mm. Thank you.
It was so funny when Liema left and she got 250K. You're like, hi, I'll leave now. I'll leave now.
This is mine. Yo, why wasn't me?
Hey, that was so funny, man.
But you know why, man? Like, we are in cover situation. Like, yeah, you know your situation.
Yeah.
And you know that chances of you getting out of the Big Brother house empty-handed are high. I don't know if you understand.
No,
too. Because of the people who are there are competitive.
Yes, and they're good.
Yeah, and they are good. Mm.
Yeah,
so you don't call yourself because of you might just easily leave the house.
But it's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So that one, it's like it's an option. And when you calculate days, you are like, we are left with a week. And the finalists that is, are strong people, even those one who are left, who are strong also. So you can't just take a risk, especially when it comes to man. It's an opportunity. I believe opportunities come once. Man. We are so many in the world. Yeah, but ninga abantu abalambele ukuthola the opportunity. So if you receive one, grab it and run.
But I'm kind of glad you didn't win the money.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you won, you were going to be on I Blew It.
Aye. Listen. Even.
The whole thing I'm in, the rest of my code.
You are one of them. But you know, man, I'm kidding. I'll be honest. Sometimes, man, people, you must give them what they want, man. Me, I'm a guy in Buekas, man. I'm hungry for each and every opportunity that comes. Because of I know somewhere exists.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So if you are saying, Makeke, you are going to blow the mind. I even said it lapa. Me, I'm going to blow the mind.
Yeah.
But just check now. I'm proving them wrong. Some they are so surprised. Like, Leo teachers of blow man. Manji Yenza. I know what I want. I'm moving, man. When you are stuck with the market kuzo blow man, I'm running. You'll be busy seeing Makeke left and right. Makeke while you are checking billionaire. You are like, hey, who chose it flow? I'm going to tell you it flow. It's a sign.
Say flow.
Yeah, Gina, Mina, I'm very smart, guys. I know some of the people will, everyone has an opinion. You can say whatever you want to say. But Mina, I was like, okay, if, because of, I know, ne, I don't want to mention people's names and say, hence why I answered it like, me, Makeka, will blow the man.
But I think, I mean, this whole notion that you're not smart, this bullshit, you don't get that far in the game without being smart.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw, you didn't get there, ne? And you're very smart.
I didn't get away.
Run up.
Yeah. Not running up. No, I was like, I was the third person out on the final day.
You understand?
Imagine.
And he's smart.
I was like,
I'm trying
to tell you a secret. To let you know.
But I'll be honest, me, man, you know when they say your time is coming, I feel like this was my time coming. You know why I'm saying this?
Yeah.
So then, Mike, it was my first time auditioning for anything.
Wow,
this show, man.
Wow.
And in my family, there's no anyone in the industry or... No.
Yo, bro, you keep talking about your situation. What is the situation?
No, hi, man. Like, growing up...
situation. Guamanje, what's going on?
Right now, no. That one, I will leave it for now.
Okay.
Yeah,
no problem.
I'll leave it for now.
You spoke about in the house.
No. Growing up, obvious, we grew up without parents.
Mm.
Yeah, so we see more person here called Mnandi.
Grandmother raised you?
No, like my sisters.
Oh, sisters.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got two older sisters. Okay. They were the ones who raised me. But yeah, the situation, it was...
Parents tough. Passed on?
Yeah, passed on while we were still young.
Jeez, sorry.
But I forced them.
Who picked first?
A Krizan. La sibiza nga Scotty.
Oh, nga Scotty. Nyabona nga Scotty. After him, akwa Scotty nga se lentuza, man, nga se lisedi.
Nga se lisedi,
yeah. Yeah, akwa Scotty nga se lisedi, etindela, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you, brother, what's your situation?
Yo, man, afethu ngikhulele esithenjeni yabo.
Oh,
got
wow.
The, yeah, got the economy ingekho right.
Well, sorry, man, I missed the West.
He's from a polygamous marriage. Like, oh, his mom is...
Ilo, ilo, kama, ilo, ilo, ngkacha, no, make sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, my father has two wives, because man, little gamma, yeah, so man, like, yeah, I grew up like that, yeah, man, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, nje, ukuthi kuba khona umuntu ovela ku TV, nah, bewe mina, boss.
Is it nice being in a, from a polygamous family?
Yeah, I'm not saying down, but yeah, it's nice, because now, uyazi ukuthi bazokulwela abafoni baningi yabo team team but sometimes depends nange leader okubaba walelo khaya ukuthi umkhulise kanjani yabo. Yeah, so I think my father
so your dad is rich because I mean polygamous you can go in esteem bonganalutho.
Esteem first is not about being rich
for
that's
real
like, yeah esteem is not about that like I always tell people it's not about that.
What was it about? School?
Isithembu, sinama reason amaningi why uba nesithembu. Sometimes, ngithi mina nginomfowethu okhona, sithi umdalo and stuff like that. And umfowethu ashone. Yabo, maybe bese lobolini and stuff. Oh, bengumele agane, bese kuyithenza. Sometimes ukuthatha umfazi umthathele umfowethu.
So what if umakoti akafuni because yena bekazoshada umakheke nangasa akaseko. What if akafuni?
First of all, ngikhona ukuthi nje njengami. Mm. Mina like engaged kodwa sengiye ngithi ngisho ngithi no isithembu no is not ukuthi into engiyiplanile but kuyokwenzeka cause kungenzeka ngibamba baba kungenzeka yes cause manje yabo kungenzeka cause yabo ngine understanding yazo isiqhamu kanjani isithembu futhi mase sikufikele ngeke usibalele yabo. Because we are poop, but I'm a poop, I'm a boo, yes, Bali, I'm a boo.
I'm a poop.
Yeah. But being told ukuthi no uyakuvezela umfowenu akuvezele emile umile nomunye umuntu yabo. So now like nakhona futhi kuyazenza lo yazi umuntu like futhi awubi nalo ukuthi like ithekene ngichitha naye.
Yeah.
Uvela ubone now uthi no lo ngankosikazi wesibili.
Yes.
Yes. Kuba yini kanjalo. Yeah.
Wabona you can tell. Then uthole umunye phupho omunye futhi kube na 3.
Yeah, futhi kenze uphinde uphupho omunye, phupho omunye yabo. Give me some phupho mangaka yabo. Wena fanele ulalele amaphupho
yabo. No form a bear, we are dream girls.
Yeah.
JP. Dream girls. Oh,
yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I was
my
push. Yeah, again, the only because of my hand. But the boomer with Timbo, like, it's not clear, little Timbo, Sakunga, and I knew what the is a lovable Timbo, face, whatever. Well, most of Tat and I know, shown
though,
what would you know? I saw Kawat and Wamai. What is it, fair with Lomunia and Mugelegi?
Let's be honest. We're all guys here, ne? Let's be honest. If the cameras weren't around, who do you think, which ladies in the house do you think would have given it up? If the cameras were not
giving it up, like
what
how?
Do you mean?
Like, ah, we don't want to use words like smash it.
Lentombilezi bongana makamera because you know people mabongana makamera bayazi ukuthi buyela umama ubukela ubaba yabo omuphi who would have consented to have sex since amazu consent sonke manje. Who do you think would have consented to have sex?
For now, I can't answer.
You're an honest guy.
She said a nice dick. Can you show her your dick?
Yeah, my cake.
You're an honest guy.
Yeah, I do.
So be honest. According to
and
you.
And you're allowed to be wrong. You know,
yes,
wrong,
according
but
to you.
According to you. Remember what you said? Someone's words don't determine what they are or what they were going to do.
Began gas, like channel it in a proper way.
Ubani, do you think you would have been successful with Uguti Abo?
Or Ugum Data, maybe.
Who do you think would have loved to have consensual sex?
I for me in a petto, I left early. Nanga fig la would yeah, no issue low about
Makeke, Makeke.
That's okay. Actually understandable.
Tinguk nigga, let me give it
pause.
Like
pause it's like when you say something in a team.
What are you saying?
Okay, nigga, that's the point. First for nigga. Nigga.
Oh hi. When I say it's like me answering you.
No,
we know.
Dude,
we
know. Forget about it.
Don't pause.
Don't mind.
Don't pause.
So for me, I'll be honest. After the whole situation,
yeah,
my mind was not there. So I'm being honest.
Yeah, I can understand.
My mind makes sense.
I didn't watch.
Makes sense. I get what you're saying.
Okay.
You didn't even want to entertain.
My mind.
I didn't watch. Okay. I didn't watch.
Yes,
okay.
So I need to attend.
Hey, man, I'm tired of saying pause.
What did she say?
Okay, cool, man. I always ask all the housemates that come on the show. So we've had Mpova, Dimu, Kosi, Yolanda, now you guys, right? Be you. But I always get amazed, right? Because you're in this house. You're stuck for however many days. You don't know what's happening in the world.
True.
And then you come out and then so much has happened. Like, Man is dead. Man is arrested. Man's doing this. Like, what was it for you when you came out? Like, what was the most shocking thing for you when you came out?
Like, I'll be honest. For me, it was the love, man. You see the love people are giving me. That was a shock to me. Because of, remember, when you are inside the house, you don't know which you are doing it right or wrong.
Yeah.
So the love, it was a very shock of something.
But apart from you, like from the news, anything that you saw that was like shocking for you?
But yo, so. Mm.
Apparently, no.
There was nothing big.
Nothing big. You probably be nothing as well, ne?
I feel like I'm being figured. No man, na cool. So I'm thinking about when you're about to pass a ride, pass a pin. Na lo pass a pumele.
What did you do after you left? Till now, when's that?
Serious? Yeah.
Because of the thing?
I don't know. It's because of a thing or what. But energy is not there anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, because I lost a job and also, you know, like.
You lost a job?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was like tough. So, I went back home. Like I said, man, I'll always be grateful. Because in life, in a job, because of fans, like, people that who came like me, like, doing like, let's just help you. Yeah, bro. Yeah,
And you, Makeke, because I saw, man, like your acting is amazing, bro. No lie, bro. Are you pursuing are you going to pursue the acting?
Yeah, I want to pursue
it. You're the next BU, right?
I want to pursue it.
Okay.
Like, being inside the house, it was me showing the hungriness
of me wanting to
see myself in the space. So yeah, sure. I do want to pursue this. But also, man, hey. I won't lie, now so much opportunities are coming. You see, we are learning things that we didn't know. Because of whenever you are sitting, you are not exposed into any spy. You are like telling your mind, if I can reach here, You see, and when it's like you're arriving here, you are being exposed to new things. So your dreams like are extending.
Mm. Just ascend, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm feeling like my dreams are extending.
He's a good actor, so.
I've never seen this.
You've
acting.
Never?
No.
Okay, let's do a scenario for him. Let's do a scenario. Okay, we're gonna. I'll do three. We'll act the scenario, ne?
Let's think of the scenario.
Okay, let's the scenario. Okay, I got an idea.
Okay.
So, Makeke, pretend you are dating.
Hey,
let's pretend
So pretend you are dating Bravo B, yeah. And then you just caught him in bed with Saul. How would you act?
Because
lady, you got a question for Bravo B or Makeke?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start with Bravo B, ne?
Yeah, ma'am.
So I commend you for, after, like, from much you've explained, you know, Oguti, yeah, having to go back home and even having lost your job,
yeah,
like umzi manje that you've got to go through.
Yeah.
Now, I wish the industry would have more grace towards you, especially that you came here and you even said, you know, you are very apologetic, yeah, and you understand, yeah, what has happened. So I really, really and honestly wish the industry can open up, because sometimes you find that people are, ngathini, they are judging you. Yeah. And it's almost like they are projecting, whereas maybe they are accepting things that are far worse in their own personal lives. But then, yeah, on social media, they will judge someone for something and they put, like, they lash out at you, yeah, as if it was extreme. Whereas in their own personal lives, they are accepting and, like, in situations that are far worse. And as we understand, no, yeah, but, so I'm just saying. I understand.
You do.
So I'm just like hearing your story, Uguti.
Yeah.
Actually, I just really wish Uguti. And how do you feel, Uguti? Like, in just that the thing, Uguti, you say, how do you feel now?
Yo,
over the time.
Yo, I'm feeling good and excited. Yeah, I'm good. I feel like people now, they realize, or they're starting to realize that I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bank ole. I'm saying it ole. Look, but it's cool. But it's ole.
Yeah.
Saying it ole. Saying it right. Man, you saying open even. Kuluma ngalenda.
Yeah.
Also, ngenza ukuthi ngibe strong. Siphumile nekab. Sesizokwazi ukuthi masixoxele abantu now. Experience yalento, so much so was we see Lulis, even as a Korean best fund, Xonese, Tuzia.
Yeah,
so yeah, man, like, I'm more right, man. Jabo man, right, cool and fresh.
Would you go back to Big Brother if they asked you to come back for
season? Yeah, I'll tell a location. Katia, lo 2 million pella, that's a bit of a land. Yeah, I can.
You'd go back,
yeah.
Okay,
and okay, Makeke, Uge, what's he, Eba Masen Kulumizulu. Late.
cook.
Yeah, what's he, when you were still on the in the house, there were times you really want to give up. What had happened in those situations?
Like I'll be honest with you. I'm an emotional person. Yeah, mm. I'm 16. I'm a human being.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've got feelings. Yeah. So there was a time where I would feel like it was hard because of people, how they were taking it inside the house. Like, I couldn't even look at them in their eyes. Like, you see how I'm looking at you in their eyes, yeah?
Oh.
Because of how I was ashamed, you see? But I told myself, as I've said before, that outside, there's no camera. Inside, there is a camera. Mm. So that simply means I'm still being given a chance to fix the mistakes.
Bro, do you guys...
couldn't fix.
Do you guys, like, during the time in the house, do you guys get to a moment where you're like, I fuck this shit, man. I want to go home. I'm tired of this shit. Like, this is not worth it, man. I miss my bed, I miss my what. Do you guys go through that, eh,
Pindu? Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah. Mm. A lot,
ne?
Yeah, you're like, fuck, I just miss my bed, my heart, my place.
My friends.
Oh, my friends.
Family, your family, man.
Yeah, yeah. Just family, yeah. Bro, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, shit. Planning,
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Even though it's
comfortable inside. Something.
That does my worry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
why you would see me sometimes whenever I'm sitting in the couch.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping. Yeah. But as soon as I get a time to wake up,
Did
you ever do anything because you knew, okay, the people watching are going to love this?
No. Me there, being there, I was myself. This is my cake. Some of us, we're going to know each other further. You will get to see that. Yeah, I'm not faking anything. That's really
Are you going to be friends with anyone after the show?
Like me, I don't have a cruel heart. But I've erased what happened inside the house. And we started a new chapter. So I feel like whoever who wants to interact with me moving forward, I don't have a problem with them.
You haven't spoken to anyone or met anyone?
No, I did some. Yes.
So what do you think?
You did some?
No, I did meet some. It's long, but
no,
I did meet some.
When you're a finalist, you're in a hotel for like a week afterwards, and they parade you, take you to, you know. So I get you, like, you know, with all that time and hotel
room. Oh, you are planning me. I never said that. Me, I was like, other housemate, yes, because of I don't have a cruel heart. So if they wanna continue having a friendship or trying a friendship with me, I don't mind.
Who would you most likely have one though? Have one with? Definitely.
Ah, you can see, man. You can see.
Bro, how pretty is Liema? I'm not Liema.
Z.
Sister Z.
Yeah.
I used to call her Sister Z. I feel like most of the... She's pretty.
Hey, she's
but
gorgeous.
I feel like most of the women inside the house, they are all pretty men.
Mm.
In their different
ways. Yeah, that season was all like top. Yeah. So.
Piggy cooked there. They were beautiful, all of them.
Yeah, man. Bravo, B, before you go, who after you had left, reached out to you and said, hey, Poison, colega.
Yo.
Like from the house.
From the house. First, it was Neo.
Oh, Neo.
Yeah, Neo. Yes, Neo, man. She's kind. And also was Bali. Els.
Els.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And I still talk to them, yeah. Like finding out how things are going, stuff like that. And helping each other about this. Because I feel like we all knew. Yeah, bro. So sometimes, like,
we'll that's talk. Genuine, bro, because the cameras are off.
Yeah, like, we'll be like, hey, Tunjan, I'm better, right? And Tana, I'm better, and all that stuff. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
How did the production team, the guys behind the scenes work on Big Brother, handle, like, treat you when you obviously you got evicted? Were they professional, soft, and understanding with you? Or
yo,
how was the treatment? Be genuine.
Fucking balls.
No,
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah,
be
no,
honest.
Like, I remember that night, you know, man, they gave me, there was this, umama, that time, that's a white lady, so.
Like a psychologist?
Yeah, psychologist. Like a psychologist. So, yeah, we had a talk. Yeah, I think it was like that. And they, to be honest with you, I mean, I located no Funuge Kaya because Nangas would take Kaya.
Was about right.
Yeah. Unlike being with strangers.
Yes, I was like, Mangi Kaya. I didn't call me Sunday time. And I mustn't call me no Baba as his own right. I won't make time for him. And he asked, like, you're a Kazangi Bong, he's on what's a Kulunya, you got done. Buya Kaya, so Kulum. Then I was like,
you know, I've got my money on you being like the most successful contestant from this season. Shout out, I think you're going to do well, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I won't disappoint you. Yeah. Can you tell what the fame hasn't gotten to his head? You know what the other house means? The fame is getting to the head.
Hey, I mean, fame.
They came out that one and said, oh, sorry, my fans. You have fans?
Yeah, my fans. Hey, about my head? And then probably the fame is going to be, you know, it's crazy.
And I will be honest with you. Me, like, I'm open to learning. I will be honest.
Yeah.
You've been in the game. You see, so I can't just enter into the game saying, yeah, papa, man, like I'm flying upon the game.
Oh, man, pop, it's your time.
No, listen why I'm saying this. Mm. As soon as I feel like now, I'm still a thought, lang sas fundisa, okay, this is how things are going, this is how things are going. Because of, remember, it's a new space for us. I don't know if you understand.
But you must own it still.
Yeah, no, I do own it, yes, but... It's a new space for us, and it's very exciting. It's very exciting, man. The love you sing from the people, man, it's overwhelming and exciting, man. I don't know.
Did you have a girlfriend going into the house?
No, I was single.
You're still single?
No, he's not.
Ah.
Ah.
It's
what? So you're not single anymore?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Nice. But?
But I feel like, yeah, in the later stage, you'll get to know what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something happened.
Something is cooking.
Yeah, you'll see or you'll hear something.
Something
is
boy.
Yeah. I'm baking. You see, now you can say I'm baking. This is the time you can say I'm baking.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. In closing, Bravo B, what are we up to? What's next, man? Yeah, what you man. Doing, bro?
Yo, man, I think like I've been giving a second chance.
Yeah.
I'm going for everything. I'm about to showcasing things that Matthew have been saying in Bengzo Affairs. Yeah, man, I'm going. See me in jail. I'll be there, man.
I heard everyone, all the housemates have relocated to Joburg except the winner, Mac Jr.
Hey, yeah. I don't know. I don't know because of, you see, man, we are trying. Yeah, so some of the things we are not.
Yeah, Mac Jr. was like, fuck this fame shit. I just want the money. I'm out. Thank you, deuces.
And that's okay. That's, you know what, man? I think in Big Brother, honestly speaking, we still need
people like that.
Housemates who are going there for the experience and to just experience it and to be themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without any ambitions of being in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
So if you do that, don't feel bad when people say, ah, it could have been somebody else in that position. You're wasting an opportunity. Yeah. Not everybody wants. People do. There's 2 million to be won.
Yeah.
A regular guy who's a mechanic can go there and win the 2 million and go on to open a dealership or do whatever. You know what I mean? They don't necessarily need to be in the acting space or whatever. And there's nothing. And I feel like it's missing that. Cause when everybody wants to act and sing, you're watching 2 months of auditions or 3 months of people auditioning in the house instead of just living and doing Big Brother. You know what I mean? So there's nothing wrong with that. If Mac Jr. wants to do that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
What was your question?
My question was, what did you hope the Big Brother house would do for your ambitions? And what were they? Like, do you want to sing? Are you acting?
Ooh, straight up to you just say.
All right, Pereira! No, really, he just wanted the money to expand the clip into saying, oh,
I don't know. No, for me, no, it was like, ngangifuna ukuthi njoba ngisho. Angifuni kuba ne restaurant amenkulu ethi ekhaya kwa Bravo.
Oh,
for me ngile ekhaya kwa Bravo la uzothola khona kudla kwesinto. But in a class way where manje ufika nabantu abantswembe yabo bezohlala indawo clean but enokudla uzothi uma ukudla ukhumbule ekhaya. Futhi leyo ndawo le ingabe ukuthi hlabu uzoyithola elokushini. Uyithola even ko Sentini indawo
ekhaya
thanda. So that was my goal.
Oh, that's beautiful. You can still do that, bro.
No. Singing, that's perfect, and you can still do it, bro.
Papa, you're talking about acting and singing. I can act, man, and
What's that? I am sure that I would never do, of course, like that, but yeah, but it's just do it, man. It's gonna be rare, man.
You, what are we busy, man? What's next,
man?
Yeah, opportunities are coming, I won't lie. Even the one that the tour of NGO, yeah, it's going to start soon. Soon we are working on it, me and
What's that?
Yeah, like the awareness in school.
GBV. Oh, yeah. nice. Yeah, there's money in GBV. Yeah,
we're not just... Like, we need to teach older, young, yeah, the awareness. So we'll be visiting Igela, like, like, we are saying it here because of we are here. No. Yeah. It's something soon you will hear from us. Nice. Yeah, Bravo and Makeke.
Yeah, and they were here.
Now we are speaking, and then acting, opportunities. You'll get to see, man.
That's beautiful.
Nah, I got no doubt in my mind.
And other than that, man, shout out to all the people who were supporting me, man. Yeah, the Bakers, without you, I'm nothing. I'll forever be humble, man.
That's how it's done, man. You must teach other housemates, man.
Teach other housemates.
Yeah, you must be grateful.
They made you. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, before you go, man. The Gaba family, how crazy are they, bro?
Gaba
family.
I just know good man, my days are bad. That's all. I don't know much. And then why is Kuruma Ranja?
All he knows is that they got taxis.
Yeah, they got taxis.
We heard Maunem Fazane. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Bravo P and my KK. Shout out to you guys, man. We out of here, podcast and chill.
Welcome to Black Excellences. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.